listening to Energy FM.
It's Energy FM for a Friday evening, and like we did last week, the hockey, we're going to have a football review show this week. John Gartland joins me. John, you all right?
Yeah, very good, JP.
And we're going to start with thanking KC Foods.
KC Foods for supplying the 10 balls that we give away each week. Chris and Amanda and Donna down there, and everybody down there, thank you very much. It's been a little godsend, really.
It has. It's been fantastic. And what's also been fantastic is what a season of football.
Yeah, well done to St George's. They're coming in soon. I'm just going to nip out and make a cup of tea in a couple of minutes. They nearly got the Grand Slam. Didn't quite do it. Well done to St John's. They did the Grand Slam in Division 2. And well done to Ramsey Youth Centre coming up as well.
What about Ramsey Youth Centre coming up? Because Colby had been tipped to part of the season. Union Mills were heavily tipped, and Youthy, they sort of just kept in there, didn't they?
Well, I got this one wrong and you got it right. I said Union Mills and you said Ramsey Youth Centre, so that's one side from the north going up, and unfortunately Kirkmichael will be coming down.
Next season, you look at the two teams that are coming up, St John's, there a lot of people tipping them to maybe get up there, pushing for 4th, 5th, 6th kind of places. Ramsey Youth Centre might struggle a little bit.
Well, I think they know themselves, they'll need a couple of players. They've had a great season just to get promoted. St John's, on the other hand, they will be looking to strengthen that, and they'll probably finish in round about 5th or 6th. I can't see them being lower than that. They're a well-established side. Got a good chairman down there, and Black, Mr. Blackburn as well, has joined in. Hurtie's doing all the running. Two boys up front, the Glovers, excellent season, and hopefully they'll continue next year.
And St John's narrowly beaten in the Hospital Cup. They thought they did quite well at St George's.
Yeah, there's a few dodgy penalties, or not so dodgy, as I think the referee got them all right there. 4-3 to St George's, and that was a test for St John's. To be fair to you, St George's were the best side on the day, yeah. But St John's put a great fight, and they came back into it, and 4-3 was a good scoreline, really. And then in the afternoon, they had the Ascot Junior Cup, and it was the same two sides, but unfortunately St John's lost that one as well, 1-0 to a Bell Scott goal.
Wasn't it a late goal as well?
Yeah, great header. Ball came in late, about 85th minute. To be fair, it wasn't the greatest cup final I'd ever seen. I think, unfortunately for the players, they just keep cancelling each other out, and it was a dour match. But well done to St George's.
Is the surprise of the season, and credit to them for doing it, but rushing in the FA Cup?
Yeah, they've had an up and down season. I think Josh Kelly's probably had one of his better seasons goal scoring, and with Gareth Jones leaving, I do believe he's going back to refereeing. That was a great cup final to win for them, really.
And we'll touch on it with Callum Neil and Lee when they arrive very shortly. But St George's, quite a young side. Can they get better next year? Can they do the lot?
Watching them this year, yeah. The game that got beat was Old Boys, and there was a big refereeing decision to be made in there about a penalty, and the linesman given them was a fracas afterwards. But I think the best side won on the day. Old Boys beat them 2-1. St George's had their best player, the player of the year, out. He was in Vegas. But looking at the St George's team, they're all young. You've got young McNulty, they've got young Chris Bass, Frank Jones. I do believe Jamie Skillen's leaving. I think Quay's only 26 and Max Day. So the future's bright for St George's. And I think they only dropped 4 points last year against Peel, when Peel only had 9 men. And Castletown, I do believe. But other than that, I think St George's will do it next year.
Well, there's only one team really to get in on tonight's football review. It is St George's. What a season they've had. Callum Morrissey, Neil Brogan and Lee Dixon will be with us next. And John, you can go and make the tea.
I think I will. See you in a bit.
You love it. We play it. This is Energy FM.